Let's talk about three number sense routines that you can use as a warm-up in your math block. Hello, and welcome to Making Number Sense Make Sense, a podcast for elementary teachers, specifically early elementary teachers, looking to really make an impact in the number sense of their students. Using a number sense routine at the beginning of your math block is a great way to get your students thinking about math and talking about math and getting comfortable sharing their opinions with other students and having them practice those conversational skills of how to agree or disagree respectfully. So the three I'm going to talk about today is which one doesn't belong, quick images, and choral counting. Starting with which one doesn't belong. This one is my favorite for the beginning of the year because there are no wrong answers and everybody can participate since it's really just an opinion. The way that quick images could work is you could show four different images and then have your students decide of these four, which one doesn't belong and why. And this is a great one to start, like I said, because there's no wrong answers. And I have found that even the most shy students are willing to share their opinions on this because most of the time they have someone else who agrees with them. So it doesn't feel so isolating when you're the odd one out that has a different opinion. Everybody can share their opinion and show if they agree or disagree. The next number sense routine I really enjoy using is called quick images. So that is exactly what it sounds like. You show students something very quickly, usually 2 to 3 seconds, and then hide it, and then they have to tell you what they saw. As an example, let's say I show a 10 frame with 5 red counters on top and 2 yellow counters at the bottom. I might say something like, I'm going to show you something, but you really need to be looking because I'm only going to show you for 2 seconds. So you show them the 10 frame for 2 to 3 seconds and put it down and ask them to tell you what it is that they saw. So some students might say, oh, I saw that the top is full, or I saw 5 on top, or 5 on top or 2 at the bottom. Some of them might say, oh, I saw 7 altogether. So when they're sharing what they saw, you would ask them how they know, like, what did it look like? Do you think it could be something else? Some students might say something like, well, I saw that 3 were empty, so I know that 10 minus 3 is 7. So there's lots of opportunities to get students talking about what they saw and what they didn't see. Using quick images is a great way to support subitizing when they're starting to build their number sense. So starting to see that different parts can make up the same whole. So if you weren't using a 10 frame and counters, maybe you just used your fingers and showed them 8 with 5 on one hand and 3 on the other hand. And they would say something like, I saw 5 on that hand and 3 on that hand. They might even make the same number pattern with their own hands and count them out to tell you how many they saw in total. The last number sense routine I'm going to talk about today is called choral counting. And it is just what it sounds like. You're counting all together. And this really helps students learn the number sequence by counting in a group, even if they're not quite confident with the number sequence yet. Counting a lot or practicing counting a lot and hearing it can help reinforce the counting sequence. To do a choral count, you tell your students the number range that you'll be counting, and you're going to write down the numbers as you count. So for example, if I was going to count from 1 to 20, I would tell the students, okay, we're going to count from 1 to 20, but make sure that you're counting with me because I need to be able to write down the numbers that we're counting. So in this case, I would write the numbers 1 to 10 in the first row and 11 to 20 in the second row. And after you've counted together, you're going to ask the students what they notice about the numbers that you just counted and wrote down. Now, you can start with just numbers 1 to 10, but I particularly like choral counting for tricky number sequences or if you're wanting them to notice patterns in the number system. That can help students notice that there's always a 1 in the second row or that the numbers start to be the same. So they might see a 7 in the first row, a 7 in the second row. So they're starting to see the pattern that they're noticing at the beginning of the counting sequence goes on to the bigger numbers in the counting sequence. And that can help with number writing as well to know that the 1 comes first and the 7 comes second and 17. But in 27, the 2 comes first and the 7 comes second. So it's a really good foundation for place value in that kind of situation. Now you can do the same thing if you're counting by tens, for example. So you might show students just the counting sequence of the tens, the decades, because that can help with these tricky number sequences too, especially when they're counting to 100. Those decades are what can really trip up students. So seeing them written out and just focusing on them can help reinforce that knowledge and that understanding. It definitely does not have to be when you're counting by ones. Like I said, you can count by tens, you can count by twos, you can count by fives, maybe even starting counting from a number other than one, or skip counting from a number that's not the normal number that they start skip counting by, so they can kind of get into the routine and get into the flow of what these number sequences look like no matter where you start. I will link below to a blog post about these number sense routines, and within that are more in-depth instructions on how to do all of these number sense routines if it's something that you'd like to hear more about. If you've been enjoying the podcast, make sure to scroll down and leave a review, either just a star review or a written review. I really appreciate it.